I'd like your opinion on some of the young pianists that are that are playing today, because they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere, and and it's hard. Record companies release recordings of, it seems, the newest, youngest, bestest pianist around. How do you discern? Is there one that really is better?
Very difficult question. let me tell you this, answer you this with a story. Rubinstein had an open ear for young pianists. He was a wonderful guy, you know. Even when we traveled, you know, there were people which want to play for him, and they would play for him, and he had an open ear for young people. You know what he said to me one day? He said, "Franz, when I listen to those young pianists, they have a technique on the piano. I never had this. But here, he goes like this, but here, he goes like this." You know, something coming from, and that is so true. People are technically tremendous technicians on the keyboard. And yet, the communication of music, you know, and the Ausstrahlung in German, is not there. Cold, very cold. You know, to me, Maurizio Pollini, you don't hear any wrong note. But to me, he's a cold pianist.
No heart and no warmth.
No, exactly. Mm. You know. And it's one thing to play without a wrong note, you know. It's another thing to really communicate music, you know. And then a few wrong notes belong there.
I experienced this with a couple of violinists. We were sitting at a table a few years ago with a young man, I believe, technically very good, but he was very cold. Even at the table, to talk to him, he was very cold. Yeah. And then I had an opportunity to speak with Hilary Hahn and to hear her play. And she has so much depth to what she plays.
You're absolutely
She's so connected
right.
with the artists that have taught her and with the composers. It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And I find this among many young pianists, you know, flawless technique, you know. But, you know, and they don't know, many don't even know how to draw the best sound out of piano. For instance, at Steinway Hall, you know, I know all my pianos. Comes a young pianist in, flawless playing, technique fantastic, but no, the sound, they kill the sound, you know, have no approach to the piano to know how to play to bring the best sound out of a piano. Said, I have to go there. And look at the, is that our famous CD, whatever, 443 or what? What a sound he gets out of this. Terrible, you know. They don't know, you know. And that is true for many, but there are a few. Murray Perry is a wonderful, well, he's not so young anymore, but he's a marvelous pianist. Horowitz would say for him, that's only one of the few I go to when Murray Perry plays, you know. They're entirely different pianists. But I like his playing, you know. So, we are, I never forget, we are sitting together, you know, because Horowitz came also to the concert with Wanda. And Murray Perry played at the Metropolitan Museum in New York. And he is conducting too, you know. So I see Horowitz in intermission. I go and say hello to Wanda, his wife, and to Horowitz. And Horowitz was funny. He said, "Franz, tell that Murray not to conduct, but to play the piano." I said, "Maestro, you better tell him yourself you are good friends." But it was good. I'm with Murray Perry, and at one given moment, you know, we had a relaxed time. I told him the story, but he said, "You know, he is right." Tell that Murray. You know, and Horowitz was so funny with about conductors. We are sitting on in Milano at with Scala Orchestra. He was doing recording, Horowitz. And we have an international press conference, okay? And all, there's Wanda sitting in a chair, and Horowitz, and all the press around him, okay? I never forget this. And there's one guy from the press, he asked him, "Maestro, tell us, in your estimation, why do so many pianists going into conducting?" Good question. You should see Horowitz. I tell you what, there are no wrong notes coming out of a stick. So, and then one wanted to know the relationship between orchestra and conductor, you know. And Horowitz was funny. And here is Wanda sitting next to him, you know, the daughter of the famous conductor, Toscanini. I tell you what, Horowitz, he said, if the orchestra is good, the conductor is good. If the orchestra is not so good, the conductor is not so good. That was Horowitz.
Did Wanda ever say respond to any of this?
No. This she didn't do. This she didn't do.
Well, Franz, I appreciate your time this morning. This has been
I love it.
Absolutely fascinating. You could tell stories all day, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. There's so much what I have experienced, boys, yeah.